One item up for discussion that has strong bipartisan local support is the push to keep the Western New York Children's Psychiatric Center open. The Cuomo administration is trying to shut down the West Seneca facility and move the young population into the Buffalo Psychiatric Center. State Senator Robert Ort chairs the Senate's Committee on Mental Health and Developmental Disabilities, and along with Senator Patrick Gallivan, has introduced language that blocks the proposed move.
You know, we're making this probably the most aggressive push or rejection that I have seen since I've been here. And I think because we know that this is sort of, we may not get another chance at this.
Assemblyman Michael Kearns is pushing similar legislation in his branch.
And these are children as young as 4 years old, and we cannot have that happening.
Other items remaining unresolved include the governor's proposed free public college tuition program for qualified households. Senator Ort.
College affordability, college access is a big deal, but I haven't talked to anybody. Many of my colleagues in the Senate, even some of my colleagues in the Assembly, you know, folks from private universities who have supported what the governor had put forward.
Kearns, meanwhile, is hoping for more oversight in regional economic development spending.
We're talking about different things. People who serve on the regional economic development councils, having it be more transparent, that there's no conflicts. That's being discussed right now. We're talking about the controller having more oversight. So, yes, those are things that can be. There are budgetary things, but also there are policy issues that are included within this budget.
The legislature has scheduled sessions through Thursday of this week and then Monday through Friday of next week. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.